think about all of the good men who died. I think about all of the good men who died. I'm talking about men who died who was in the Lord. Praise God. But there is nothing that is recorded. There is nothing that we are to proclaim that was significant about their death other than the fact that they died. Amen. Can I call a couple of witnesses across this stage of history? Praise God. Methuselah lived 969 years. The longest man to live upon the earth, praise God. But the Bible says the only thing about Methuselah is that he died. Abraham was a good man. He was a faithful man. We've been talking about him in the last two or three Sunday school lesson, how he was the father of faith. But praise God, when it comes back to redeeming mankind, although Abraham was a good man, and although Abraham had faith, praise God, Abraham could not be used to go back and bring back mankind. He could not be used to redeem mankind. The reason why, praise God, I remember that Abraham found in Genesis chapter 12, verse 19, when he rolled into to Egypt, praise God, he told Pharaoh that Sarah was his sister. In other words, Elias, so God said, I can't use Abraham to come back and redeem my church. I go back and I call Moses across the stages of history. Moses was a good man, but Moses could not be used to redeem man because Moses got mad with God. God told Moses and said, I told you and Aaron to go out here and I want you to speak to the rocks. Praise God to this rock. Amen. But then Moses gets over to the rock and he gets mad, and instead of him speaking to the rock like God told him, he struck the rock. But not only did he strike it one time, but he struck it two times so that the water came out. That's the significance about that. Praise God. Let me tell you something. When you are leading God's people, praise God, there's going to come some time, praise God. Sheep got to be led, praise God. They can't be gathered. They can't be hooked, praise God. They have to be led, praise God. And Moses got mad with God, and God said, I can't use Moses, even though he was a good man, but I can't send Moses back to redeem, praise God, mankind. That's Paul. There's another man by the name of Noah. Noah was a good man. We talked about Noah last week, I believe, in Sunday school, praise God. But God couldn't use Noah to redeem mankind. Praise God. But Noah was on the water, man, for a long time. Praise God. After they preached a fiery message for 120 years, it's going to rain, praise God. But as soon as the waters abated and soon as Noah got on dry ground, the Bible tells us that Noah made him a vineyard and he got drunk. God said, I can't use him. He's a good man, but I can't use him to go back because I got my church that's going to be coming up through some trials and tribulation, praise God. And Noah may go out there and get some of that stuff, get drunk, and leave my folks back there. David, a man that said after God's own heart, was a good man. But God couldn't use David, praise God, to redeem the church because David, praise God, had one man killed after he had taken this man's wife. So God said, I can't use you, David. David had a son by the name of Solomon. Solomon was the wisest man to ever walk the face of the earth. But he said, I can't use you, Solomon. Why can't you use Solomon? Because Solomon, praise God, had a lustful desire. And he could not control his lustfulness. Because the Bible tells me that Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines. And just in case you don't know what a concubine was, that was another woman on the other side. Praise God. And he said, since you are going with all of those women, Solomon, you are going to latch on to that strange gods. And the Bible tells us that Solomon, sure enough, start falling and not only falling in love with his lustful desires, but he also fell in love, praise God, with those strange gods. So God couldn't use Solomon. I look at Jeremiah, the one that's called the weeping prophet. But God couldn't use Jeremiah, praise God, to redeem mankind, because Jeremiah said one day that I'm not going to speak on your behalf anymore. Until it got to a point where Jeremiah said, Lord, it's like a fire shut up in my bones. One thing about somebody that was going to proclaim that we are going to proclaim, somebody that's going to come back and get this church, it had to be somebody that didn't have any spots. It had to be somebody that didn't have any blemish. Praise God. So as I continue to look back through the annals of history, I see that there was one by the name of Jesus. Praise God. He was one that without spot or blemish. He came through the line of the tribe of Judah from the root of David. And the Bible said that he is worthy to go back and get to church. How do I know that? Praise God. Because when I look through the text, it says that he came up through 42 generations. He was born of a virgin Mary. He lived in a town called Nazareth. He went about doing everything that was good. He preached for 3.5 years the unadulterated word of God. He was betrayed by one disciple, and he was abandoned by all the rest of his disciples. He was whipped all night long. Praise God, they put a crown of thorns upon his head. They stripped him of all of his clothes and put on a robe of purple. They mocked him and spit upon him in his face. Praise God, they led him up a hill called Calvary. Praise God, and he was crucified between two thieves. Praise God, and then he died. Didn't he die? He laid his head in the locks of his shoulder and he died. Praise God, he stayed there until he died. And they took him down off of that cross and put him in a borrowed grave. Praise God, where he stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. But early one Sunday morning, he got up and declared that I got all power in my hand. His death reveals some things to us. It reveals the awfulness of sin. It revealed God's goodness and his greatness of his love towards sinners. It revealed the fact, praise God, that there's only one way to salvation. And it also revealed, amen, that your soul is precious in God's sight. If you are here today, if you are here today and you don't know Jesus, We want to give you an opportunity to come today and give your life to Him. He suffered, bled, and died for you, that you may have the right to the tree of life. I've told you what His death revealed, His death on the cross, what it revealed to you. You are precious in His sight. And He doesn't want you to perish. I take it that everybody in here is saved today. And that's good. Give yourselves a round of applause. Amen. Amen. As we prepare our hearts to partake in this ordinance, the Lord's Supper. The Bible says that each person ought to examine his or herself. I'm going to pray a prayer, but I'm praying that you are praying also to your Lord. Oh Lord God, we thank you for all that you have done for us, all that you have done through us. And Lord God, as we now come to partake in this holy ordinance that you left with the church, I'm asking, Father God, that each and every last one of us examine ourselves. Because your words say that we should not eat nor drink of this cup unworthily. If there's any sin in our lives, Lord, you asking you, Lord God, to forgive each and every last one of us. You displayed your greatness and your love for each of us sinners. And Lord God, we thank you. And Lord, if there's something in our hearts that we have not confessed before you this morning, we're asking, Lord, that you confess it now while the blood is running warm in your vein. And we thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look
when we put it all together,
at the Word of God.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Let's tune in as Evangelist Wonder Bell.